Now I'd like to move to another sample, Q12. This is found, it was the marker 19 found in State Exhibit 83 and 84. Were you able to do testing on this particular sample?
Yes, I did.
And did you get results from that sample?
Did.
Or see them in this chart? Tell us your findings.
So, with this sample, I found that it was a mixture of DNA from more than one individual. In this case, I could not distinguish between a discernible major and minor profile. So that meant that a lot of the locations, those peak heights, were pretty similar, and I couldn't distinguish a major contributor versus a minor.
And were you, so when you have this non-distinguishable soup of DNA, are you able to say that people are in there, or is it more for exclusion purposes?
When I do my comparison, so I have my question sample and my question alleles, then I'm doing a comparison to those known reference samples. What I'm looking for are points of exclusion. So, you know, if I'm looking at one location and it's a 12-13, I look at my reference sample, if there's a 12-14, then there's a point of exclusion. That is a point where they don't match. But if it's a 12-13 and a 12-13, then I'll move to the next one and look to see. So I'm looking for points of exclusion to exclude individuals from contributing to the question sample.
Were you able to exclude individuals?
In this sample, Q12, yes, I was able to exclude several individuals.
You want me to identify those individuals?
Sure. I excluded Esarmet, Po-D, Cartoon-Wah, Kerker-Po, Kai Kai Po, Sunday Mu, Mang Mio Mai, and Meet Kai. Sorry for the pronunciation.
That's fine. We've had to learn too. Were you able not to exclude certain individuals?
Yes, there were two individuals that I could not exclude. Those two individuals were Serner Mu and Kunu.
Now, I'd like to go back to that particular exhibit. Let's look at State Exhibit 83. There was a marker number 18 that was nearby. Is that correct?
Yes.
With regards to marker 18, it's seen in State Exhibit 149 and then more closely in 150. Did you attempt to perform the serology on this test, the Castlemyre test, while on sealant?
Yes, I did.
Tell us what happened as you did that.
So, just like all the other reddish-brown stains, a small sample was swabbed, and the Castlemyre test performed, and this item tested negative for Castlemyre, which meant no indications of it.
And you mentioned before that you found upstairs lots of items that look like red-brown stains, and you said that there was a spittoon or some other source there.
Right.
In State Exhibit 147, do you remember where this was at, this photograph?
I believe that's one of the upstairs bedrooms.
And then State Exhibit 148.
And that's the what I was referencing to, this reddish-brown liquid that saw in containers, and you can see on the side. I mean, it looks reddish-brown, similar to what blood would look like. That's what we saw at the scene.
With regards to this particular question sample, question 12, that's on this wall here. You previously mentioned that there was a little bit of blood, unlike the one that was on the west wall, where there was a lot of blood.
Right.
what happens as you reduce the amount of blood versus now looking at a wall where there's potential touch or other type of DNA stuffage?
Well, if you remember from that photograph of sample Q12, the blood stain on the wall is smaller. There's not a lot of it there. It's not real heavy or thick. So, in my opinion, of getting a mixture of two people isn't that uncommon based off of a wall where it's a living quarters, either people have been touching or now knowing what that reddish-brown liquid is, it was something that was spit out, that was potentially mixed in. There's, to me, a good explanation to why you could see a mixture in that particular sample.
So if you were informed that Kudim, for example, that's in the sample, in an older gentleman who has difficulty with lots of things walking and also used a betel nut spitting and so forth, would that help explain why we might see him in the sample?
If he was down in that basement or spent time down there or did that, those things, you know, fall against the wall, fell against the wall, or used that spitting stuff and it got on the wall, that could be a good explanation to why.